Okay, what is it that we need to wiggle?
It might be something extra for someone's laptop that they change things every minute.
Okay. I'm at pgrocer.net, okay? And you're in CIS 122, so you want to click on CIS 122, okay? Which used to be CIS 44, and I leave that up there because some of the handouts will obviously say CIS 44 if they didn't have to be changed, okay? So you click on that, and that takes you to my website. First of all, I am recording the class, so just be aware that I turn on the recorder and I'm recording the class. Then when you want to hear the recording, if you're not here, if you go to the audio notes will give you the lecture. So if you're not here, you can get the lecture by going to audio notes. I also take pictures of the screen, okay? And I need to bring that up so that I can do that. And I take pictures of the screen so that I capture these, and those go out as SmartBoard notes. So those are the SmartBoard notes. So if you're not here, you can still hear the lecture by clicking on the audio and picking the appropriate date, and you can still see the notes by clicking on SmartBoard and clicking on the appropriate date. Okay, this class is a hybrid, but in fact I'm teaching it more like a student option class, which means you have the option of coming or not coming. I will probably be out 3 days, maybe 4 days during the semester, but the rest of the time I will be here and I will be delivering a lecture. It's your choice whether you're here as well. Okay? You can take this course and totally online. You can come to all the classes, and actually I won't be out 3 or 4 of your days. I'll be out 3 or 4 days because I'm going to a conference from the semester, but I'll probably only miss 1 or maybe even at most 2 of your days. So you can come to all the classes or you can mix and match. Come some days and not come other days. Okay? My email address I put up there is p.grocer@rcn.com, and that's how you pass in homework. You send it to that email address as an attachment. There is also a backup email, and all of you, unless you signed up very late, should have gotten the backup email, which is pgrocer@gmx, I think it is, .com. And it's a good idea to CC that just in case. Okay, I'm a bit paranoid. So just in case, if you CC that, then you have basically made a copy of what you send in to me, okay? I will not check the GMX unless I have a problem, but I will check it if I have a problem. Okay, this course is going to cover HTML5, a little bit of XHTML, because XHTML is still out there to some degree, and you should know how it works. If for nothing else, then if you're asked to take something and convert it from XHTML to HTML5. Okay, HTML5 is the current version of HTML. The previous version was XHTML, and it was fussy. Okay, people decided that it needed stricter rules. So they made a lot of very strict rules, and then they decided for the next version that, they really didn't need those strict rules. So they went back to a more normal environment. We will also look at CSS, which is cascading style sheets, and we will also look at JavaScript. So you will be embedding inside the HTML CSS to make it look good, and you will be embedding JavaScript to be able to do some of the more complex things that you might want to do. Okay? HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. It is not a programming language because it doesn't have a lot of the abilities of a programming language. It was made to kind of go along with when people were setting up magazines and printers and everything, they'd write little marks in the column to tell how to set it up. Well, HTML kind of mimics that. And so it is not a programming language. But JavaScript, when you add JavaScript to it, you get the power of a programming language. So you can ask questions and say, if this is true, do one thing, otherwise do something else. Or you can loop and say, I want to do something multiple times. Straight HTML doesn't give you that option. And with interactive programming nowadays, you need those options. So JavaScript gives you the power in HTML. Okay? So, if you look, most everything is available out here. The syllabus is there. And the important thing to note in the syllabus is the grading. And you should read the whole thing anyway. But the grading is that 10% of your grade is the final exam. 80% are assignments, quizzes, whatever is happening on a day-to-day basis. And 10% is being responsible and all the rest of that good stuff. So essentially, if I get all your work in April, I will accept it, but I'll kill you on that 10% because you're going to lose that 10% or close to it if I get all your work in April. Okay? I'll go over the beginning part with you at the end, okay? So basically, that's the grades. 80% is the stuff you did. A website installed on the web is a requirement to pass this course. So if you don't do anything, if you do everything else, but you don't put up a website, you're not going to pass the course. That's a requirement, okay, that you have to have a website online at CIS Web, which we will talk about how to do, and that is a requirement of the course. Okay, so try logging in with your new login. Did they give you one? Okay, and it'll take a little time. Craig, want to keep an eye on him and make sure he goes to the right place? Okay, the rest of the things are here. Work is individual work. That doesn't mean you can't talk to each other and try to figure out a problem if you're having a problem. So you've got something that's not showing up correctly, you're more than welcome to ask somebody else to help you with it. But I don't want to get the same assignment from two people. Okay? I want individual work. Okay. We will, as I said, focus on HTML5. So we're going to spend our time here, but we're going to look at XHTML a little bit. Okay. Homework is due the Thursday after the week that it is assigned. So there's nothing due this Thursday, but assignment that I give you this week is going to be due next Thursday. Okay, and by Thursday I mean by midnight. Okay, I take late assignments. The other thing is that if the assignment isn't pretty good or isn't close to being what I was looking for, I will make comments and send it back to you. Because as far as I'm concerned, the main thing is I want you to learn it. So if you pass in something that isn't good, I'm going to send it back to you and ask you to fix it and resubmit it. And then when it's, you know, close to being right, I will give it a grade. But I'm not going to give it a grade until it's close to being right. You can chalk that up to I was a sloppy student, and I didn't fix things when I got them back. I just ignored the fact that I had done something wrong and moved on to the next assignment. So I didn't learn as much as I should have by doing it that way. So as a professor, I have decided that I want you to learn this stuff, and therefore you have to fix your errors and get them back to me. Okay, let's see. I think that's about it. Does anybody have... Oh, I will post the week of. That's a good thing. I post the week of, usually over the weekend, although I may tell you to check back. And I put check back here, which may remind you that you should check back. I will post the, what I want you to do during the week at this week of. And down at the bottom, I have the assignment. Okay, so there are two assignments this week. One is to do a survey of experience that you need to email me. And the other one is to do a first assignment using HTML5 and then redo it using XHTML. So basically, I want you to do it both ways. And we'll play around with XHTML at the beginning just a little bit. And then we'll go to HTML5 almost exclusively. But I want you to at least be somewhat comfortable with XHTML. Okay? So, questions? Okay? And did you find my website? Okay. Okay. So, anybody got questions? Yeah?
What was the first email you gave? I just missed
it. It's over there. p.grosser@rcn.com. That's all right. Sitting in the back row, you might not have seen it anyway. p.grosser@rcn.com is my email. Okay? And I check other emails like Bristol the first week or so, and then I stop checking them. So I get too much stuff at Bristol, so I don't use that. There's a lot of people that feel it necessary to do a reply all. And all of that happens at the Bristol site. And it is far too much junk out there. So I like to have a site that is reserved just for students to pass in homework at. And then it makes my life easier to keep track of what's come in. Okay. If you have questions, it's best to on the URL say help or question or something like that that lets me know that it's a question. Okay. I try to get things back in a week, but I have 167 students. And I give lots of homework. So, that means that sometimes I'm going to fall behind, okay? Which is one reason why I let you pass things in late. If you pass a couple of things in late, it's not going to impact your grade at all. If it's chronic, then that responsibility grade starts to get impacted. But we all have our moments, and so if you pass in things late sometimes, it's fine, okay? But it's sometimes. So, at the beginning, when there's not as much pressure, try to get everything in on time, get yourself established with a good reputation, then pass it in late sometime during the semester. Okay? Okay, so we are going to go and look at the sample code. I'm going to be teaching almost exclusively by going over samples and having you look at how I did it. And therefore figure out how you can do it. Okay? There are a lot of good resources out on the web. W3 Schools is one of the best. So if you're for research, how do you do such and such? W3 Schools is a really good site to go to. And there are a bunch of others that you can use as well. So I'm going to go down under HTML5, and I'm going to click on HTML5 sample code. Okay, and I'm going to basically go through this. Notice a lot of these have the words passed on them. That means it passed validation, and we will look at how to validate as we're going along. But I want to do a few of these first. But validation means that the code was written according to specifications that have been established. And it validates in that it passed the specifications. Now, does a code that didn't pass work? Usually. The browsers try their best to figure out what you meant to do and to show your page as best it can. Okay? Mainly because they want to keep you happy with them. So they will forgive you for a lot. But if you're going to be a professional, then you should be writing code that can be validated and will pass validation. Okay, so we will look at how you go about validating. Okay, so the first one I've got up here is Web Headers 5. And if I click on that, and I'm using Firefox, you can use what you want. Explorer can be difficult sometimes. It's the least common. It has some quirks about it. If you like Chrome, you can use Chrome just fine. I find Chrome obnoxious, but if you like Chrome, that's fine. And the main reason I find it obnoxious is I can't open a file without doing Control-O or something, and that drives me crazy. Okay, so now I right-click on this page and say View Page Source. And the reason I mention browsers is that you may find that, where am I? That's where I am. You may find that different browsers will bring up different things other than View Page Source. This one is missing one line in the head section, and so that's why I didn't say it passed validation. And we will look at how that works. Okay, so I'm going to go back. I'm going to take this. And I'm going to open it.
So is this the same as if it, when it is validated, it's just, it still looks the same, right?
It just looks just fine. The thing that it asks, and we'll look at it in a minute, the thing that it asks about is a meta tag. And we'll put that in the head. But I was just putting in the very, very basic stuff here. We'll see the meta tag in just a couple of minutes. Okay, I'm going to put these in here for now, just so that I can get them bigger. Okay. So there is the code. And if I come over here and go back to the page, there's the page and there's the code. Okay. So, first of all, I started out with that top line that says doctype HTML. That tells the browser that I'm using HTML5. It would have been fine if I left this off, but then it would use the default HTML, which is not the current version. Okay, so putting that up there tells the browser that I am using HTML5. Okay. Then I start the page. And the page has, these are called tags. The less than and greater than sign are called tags. How many of you have written in HTML? Okay, so most of you have. All right. These are called tags with the less than and greater than sign. And the HTML goes with the close HTML, which has a slash in it. Okay, so the slash tells me I'm closing HTML. There are two sections, the head and the body. Okay, so I have the head and the body. And the head has in it a title. And the title shows in the top left-hand corner. Okay, so the title just goes up in the top left-hand corner. So notice I started out and I said head, and then I moved to the next line and I said title. I could have moved down to the next line and written web using headers, and then move down to the next line and close the title. It doesn't care. In fact, I could write this all in one great big line. It doesn't care. But we break it up into lines like this more for people than for the browser. Because when I look at this, I can understand this code. Okay, if you had it in one great big long scrolling line, then I'm not going to be able to understand the code and fix the code. Okay, so that's what I have here. Yeah.
If you wanted a less than or a greater than sign inside of one of those tags.
You use a, it's ampersand LT, I think it is, and ampersand GR. They have codes for all of those special symbols that I can put in. Okay, followed by a semicolon.
The best way to find those like little tricks and stuff is just to look them up every time. It's not going to remember all those.
That's right. Exactly, which is why I said I think it's LT and I think it's GR. But, yes. And W3 Schools is a good place to go and look things like that up. Okay. So I have HTML, then I went to head, then I went to title. And I put in the title that goes into the left-hand corner, and then I close the title. So that slash there closes the title. Then I close the head. And then I said, okay, now I'm in the body. Now the body is the stuff that I want to write on the page. Okay, head is about what's happening. Body actually puts it out. And I have six headers there, H1 through H6. Each one has an open header tag and a closed header tag. Okay? Now, these closed tags have to be there if you want to validate. If you don't care about validating, you don't have to put them in there. It will figure it out. Because when the H1, when it writes the H1, if there was no closing tag, it would see the H2 on the next line and say, oh, they're starting an H2.
Do you care about validation?
Yes.
So when we pass it in, yep. Send it back if it's not?
If I tell you, it has to validate. Okay. I think on this assignment that I'm giving you this week, you get extra credit if you validate. Okay, so then I have header 2, header 3, header 4, and notice they go down in size. And notice also that they skip a line after the header. Okay, so the header writes, and then it skips a line. And then it writes, and then it skips a line. So you've got lines in between with headers. Some browsers have headers past H6, but the convention is H6 is the final one. But I have seen some browsers that go up to H7, H8, and so forth. Okay? So this is a basic web page. You save it. So when I save it, I do a file, save as, and I can save it on the T drive. You should bring a flash drive to class, so that you can save anything you want to save on the flash drive. Or you can save it up on the web or whatever. But I'm going to save this on the T drive. So I'm going to say first CIS122.html. Okay, and I'm changing to all files. Okay, so I'm saving it as a .html, and then when I want to open it, I can come over here and do a file, open file, go to the T drive, and look for first CIS122.html and open it. Okay. So, it's now open from the T drive. Okay. So I save it and then I can open it. When I am testing something that I've written, I keep my browser open so I can keep going back and forth and testing. And I keep Notepad or Notepad++ open. Right now I'm using Notepad. Notepad++ is nice to use because it gives you some error messages, basically. It highlights things occasionally. So I have now saved it, and I've now opened it on the T drive. Okay, and as I said, when I'm doing this, I keep a browser open, and I keep, so I can keep going. Okay, this is headers A, and it is an error, okay? So that doesn't exist. So when you click on something and it doesn't exist, you're going to get an error. This is the error from my web page, but you'll get a standard error. So it goes and looks for it, doesn't find it, and gives you an error. Okay, this one. Has some other things in it, and it has the less than and greater than that you asked about. If you look at this, you can see the less than and the greater than sign in there, and it is GT, not GR. Okay? So the less than and greater than sign are there. Okay? And it's written as ampersand and letters. And then a semicolon. If you want to have a space is written as this. NBSP semicolon. So if you want to insert a space, a couple of spaces someplace, you're going to use this ampersand NBSP semicolon. Essentially, there is only one space. When you leave, if I leave 10 spaces between two words, it will leave one. That's all it will ever leave. Because you want the wrapping, you know, lots of times when I write the code, I am stopping here. Well, I don't want all those spaces on the page. I want to know that it's going to go down and get the next line. And so there's only one space that it will show. If I want four or five spaces, I get to write NBSP semicolon, ampersand NBSP semicolon, five or six times. And then I'll get five or six extra spaces. Okay? This one has a paragraph. And the paragraph starts up here with a P, and it closes down here with a closed P. Okay, so it's a paragraph. Okay. This one talks about BR also. BR is a break. And you can see it right here. It talks about BR, and BR is a break. So if I go back over to the page, you can see that after the word, I have written enough to make it wrap. It breaks down to the next line. So I had BR in right there, and it broke down to the next line. Okay? That's one of the differences that this talks about is in XHTML. XHTML decided that every single tag had to have an open and a close. Well, the problem is the BR doesn't have an open and close. BR just is, I want to do a break. There's no text in between or anything, it's just, I want to do a break. So HTML, XHTML, decided that they were going to build in the break. So they put a slash in there. And that's made it have an open and a close, even if the open and close were all in one thing. So then they were happy. So the BR followed by a slash is the break in XHTML. And if you want XHTML to validate, you have to do it. Well, I went from knowing HTML to learning XHTML, and carefully put the slash in on everything, And then went back to HTML5 and oops, I forgot and left slashes periodically. Put slashes periodically. It will validate just fine in HTML5 if you have the slash. In other words, it doesn't say you got to get rid of that slash now. It says that's okay. Okay. Questions? If you don't ask questions, I just keep going. Okay, let's see. This is the one that puts in the thing that will cause it to validate, which is the meta character set UTF-8. Okay, that tells it UTF-8 is a character set that is widely used, and that tells you that you're using it, and the validation wants to see that, and so it will give you a warning, I believe, if you don't have that there. So this one has the character set. Okay, made no difference in how the browser showed it. Yeah.
What in the code makes the font size like get smaller as you go down?
Well, the H's. H1 makes a big header in H6.
What if I wanted them to all be the same size? I use H1 again?
Yes.
I close it and then just open it up?
That's right. That's right. And if you want to change the font inside, we'll get into that, but that is done with CSS. So if I wanted to change the font of this paragraph, yes, I can do that, but not today. Okay? Because that's going to involve getting into CSS. Which leads me to a point. The CSS is heavily used today. 10 years ago, I don't remember exactly when CSS started, but it wasn't. But there was another way of doing it. So, for example, there was a tag that said font, and you could go in and use the font tag to make something have a different size font. Okay, that's frowned on today. They don't want you using a lot of the tags. What the decision by the powers that be was that they wanted the HTML to be on its own, and they wanted the style to be controlled with CSS, as opposed to having the HTML have a lot of embedded style in it. They wanted to try to separate the two out. And so CSS lets you do that more. You still have to have something about the fact that I'm using a particular CSS, but it lets you do that more. And so that was the decision that the higher-ups made, that they wanted to separate out the content and the style. Content is in HTML, style is in CSS. Okay. Okay. This one has a header group, and some people like the idea of having a grouping of things, and so they say header group, header group. When you get into CSS, you can then say, I want the whole header group to be red, or I want the whole header group to be italicized, or something like that. So it lets you form a group, so that you can have a header group and put all your headers inside a header group. And I've got too many things open.
So that header group's not doing anything right now?
No, it really isn't.
But if you like hold it for someone to make it all the same?
Yeah, then you can put it in. But right now, you're absolutely right. It's not doing a thing. Okay, here we get into lists. And again, I will put this in. Okay, so now I have a list. So I came in here, and I've got in my head the meta character set So UTF can be either uppercase or lowercase. I've done it both ways, so you can see that. But it can be written either way. I've got a title, and I close the head. And now I go into the body. And I said, now I'm going to generate a list using XHTML, but I actually lied. It's using HTML5. Okay. Copy and paste is a wonderful thing. And I need to also... But it's HTML5. Then I have another header, and then I have an unordered list. And an unordered list puts the little dots in front. Now, that's the default. When we get into CSS, you'll see that I can do a whole lot of things to change what icon it is. Okay? Right now, the default is the dot icon. But I can put in some CSS that makes me have different kinds of icons. Just like when you're in Word, the default is the dot, dot, dot. But you can go in and choose a different icon to use, and then you will have whatever that icon is. So, I've got a UL, and that stands for unordered list. And then underneath it, I have list items. LI stands for list item. So I have all of the list items. For years, I never even knew there was a close on the LI. I wrote enough, a load of this, without ever putting a close on the LI. And then I discovered that actually there's a close on the LI. But when I first started writing this, they never heard of a validator, so I didn't know there was a close LI. But so it works fine without it, is what I'm saying. But the close LI is needed to validate. And LI, again, stands for list item, and UL stands for ordered list. Now, if I want to make this unordered list, rather, if I want to make this an ordered list, what do you suspect I'm going to change?
You're going to change the two, the top and the bottom, the LU, I don't remember.
The UL.
The UL, I mean.
And take a guess what it would be. Unordered list is UL. What would ordered list probably be?
OL.
Okay. So if I have an ordered list, it is going to be OL. And the next one does that. Okay. So there's an ordered list. And the default, again, is 1, 2, 3. So there's OL, OL. And the OLs are making 1, 2, 3. So that's the default is 1, 2, 3. Okay? So I've got the ordered list, 1, 2, 3. And again, when we get into CSS, you will be able to change the style on that so that you can use Roman numerals, so you can use letters, uppercase letters, lowercase letters, whatever you want to use. And if you're doing an outline, you can have a Roman numeral, and then the next thing down, a uppercase letter, and then the next thing, a number, and so forth. And you can change them all so that you can make a real outline-y kind of style. But the default, without CSS, is simply 1, 2, 3. Okay, and the next one is a paragraph, and the big thing is that I said, note, there is a line between paragraphs. So basically, I have, this is one paragraph, and this is a second paragraph. So I close the paragraph, and I open another paragraph. Nope, not the one I want. Okay, so I have a paragraph and a closed paragraph, and then I open another paragraph and a closed paragraph. Okay. There is also, and we'll see it at the bottom, a div. And a div works much the same way as a paragraph, except it doesn't leave the blank line between. So if you want to have a division and then another division and no blank line in between, you would use div instead of p.
Does br leave a blank line?
No. If you want, br just moves down, though. It's not a new paragraph. br moves down to the next available, next line. And if you want to leave a blank line, then you do br, br. And it moves down twice, and you end up getting a blank line. Okay. Just to make sure that the people especially who haven't done this before, I would like you to now take some time and make a page. And I'd like you to put some paragraphs on, and I'd like you to put in a list and a header and a few other things. And go in and look at and make a page. And get it saved, and then bring it up in the browser and run it. So, we have been talking about HTML for about a half an hour, so you ought to be able to make an exceptionally good page in a half, for a half an hour's discussion. So go try doing that. You're going to write into it, yeah. Yes. Don't care. You're not going to show it to me except if you have questions anyway. This is not to pass in. This is just to make sure that everybody is with me and to catch those who aren't.
I already sent in my email, by the way.
Okay. Don't have to do that. Oh, it's no problem. It's just you don't have to. This is just experimenting. Okay, so there's two different ones. So just take a few minutes and do a page, yeah. And then I'll be right back to you.
Just getting started here?
Yep. Yes. So you're basically, for right now, this is an awful lot copy. So you're going to start out, here's two examples. You're going to start out by putting the doc type HTML up. So you're going to open Notepad, and you're going to put that in. And then you're going to put, that first part is really just copy, unless you want a different type. Down to the body, this is just exactly the same thing. Okay, it's going to be look just like mine. Then when you get into the body, you're going to make a page that looks like you want the page to look. Okay, so you're just going to keep, you know, putting those things in, adding a header, adding whatever you want to add, but making a web page. Then you're going to save it with .html and then open it in a browser. Sure, although I think you'll probably, you know, you're going to get, this is, you know, very basic. It's basically with some information, we're going to now tell it about that in the head. And there's two things we have to tell it, what the character set is and what the title is. we're just conveying that information. I'll be there in a minute. And so then you put in the next line, which is the title, and you make up whatever title you want your title to be. We have help sessions right now. They're running Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2. And those are, he's actually running their help session. So, and he's in this class, so it's kind of nice that he'll know what I did. So I'm going to see him also, if you can, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2. Yeah, you really are. And then try to notice, you know, what you're doing. You're putting in headers, you're putting in lists, you're putting in paragraphs. And then when you look at how it looks on the page, you'll see how it works. That's right, I knew somebody had the hand up.
So I know I have to change the text for that, or I want to save it.
You're in Notepad++, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I change it to yes. Oh, you can change it to all
anything
as long as it's .html. Yep, as long as it's .html. And actually, .html works as well. But most people use .html, so...
And do I want to save it in something particular? Or?
Well, I'd save it on the T drive if you don't have a flash drive.
Well, I don't have
one. Then I'd save it on the T drive. And if you want it at home, I'd mail it to myself. And you should see your page. Did you see your page? Ta-da.
So what are we supposed to upload? No,
not yet. We haven't got there yet. So for now, if you want a copy of your first magnificent page, you can send it to yourself.
So is this like, this class really similar to CIS 120?
This week is. Yeah. We basically HTML 120 did about a week of HTML. So it's similar for that 1 week.
Because then the rest of it was JavaScript.
And then that will be another overlap when we get to the JavaScript.
So we're not...
But again, it's another week, like about a overlap.
So CSS is like the new thing that...
Rollo, we did a little CSS in 120. But again, we spent about a week on all of that stuff. We were spending a semester, so there's a little more depth here. That's right. Because you're basically just figuring out how to use those tags. Pardon me? Oh, that's fine. Okay, no, just coming over. That's fine. It will be, but it's at my site.
Okay,
it's already posted. Yep. Oh, go ahead. It's just a minute. So to open it, you have to do a Control O.
Okay.
Yeah, think they could possibly have come up with something where you can click on a menu. That's the big thing that irritates me about the Chrome.
Minimalistic design.
Huh?
Minimalistic design.
Oh, yes. Which means it's not effective at all for a developer. It's wonderful for an end user, I guess, that never wants to open anything. But... And then okay, it has to have... You didn't save it with a .html, so that's why you're getting the text. So when you save it as a .html. What was it? said, yes, I changed it to find the one that says HTML on it. Or if you want to do it on all files, we'll do it fine too.
I'll do it as all files?
You can either do all, yes. If you're in just plain Notepad, you're going to go to all files. If you're in Notepad++, you're going to try to find the thing in that great big long list that says .html stuff.
What about the encoding on the bottom? Does that matter?
Oh, no. I've changed that to all files. Oh, no, down there.
You don't change that at all?
No, no, no. You want to leave that. Questions?
Why does it drip to the side of the tab
down? It didn't close. Yeah, it didn't close the OL.
Oh.
Oh, it's embedded in the inside. I make it go on the side. Okay, just save it as a .html. Okay, then just open a browser. Plus 20 minutes. Ah, yes. Chrome requires that you do a Control O in order to open something, and then you can go find it. You're in Chrome. So come over here and do a Control-O.
top.
And find it. And first of all, we have to go look on the key drive. So pull down and put the key drive. No, yeah, just pull down and put the key drive. It is the key drive. There it is. So click on it, double click. Here it is. Okay. So you're now ready to make HTML protocol. So what's the status of that? Anybody else got questions? Okay, be honest. Did everybody get something up on the web? Yeah? Okay. Okay, so what we did here, and these are just two examples that I had sitting up here for you to use. But again, we start out, and this first line tells us that this is HTML5. And the browsers will read those top lines and determine what you're using, and that's what they will use to put up the page. So they will use HTML5 to put up the page. Then we drop in and say, okay, here's the HTML. And when we're all done, we close the HTML. Then when we're inside the HTML, we're going to say we have a head tag. These are all tags. And the head tag is going to tell me about the page that I'm setting up. So it's telling me about the character set, and it's telling me about the title. It is not writing anything on the page. When I finish telling it the basics, then I close the head. So notice the slash after the less than sign. I have the slash, and that means close. Then I open the body. Okay, so far we have looked at a couple of different tags. We have looked at H tags, and they can have the numbers H1 through H6. So we've looked at the H tags. Okay? We have looked at the list tags. So we've looked at UL for unordered list and OL for ordered list. We've looked at list items, which are LIs, and they're within one of the lists. Okay, LIs aren't used alone, they're used within a list. We have looked at paragraphs, and those are a P, and I have mentioned div, which is a paragraph that doesn't leave a line, blank line between. And we've looked at BR. So those are a bunch of the tags that go with HTML, okay? And today we're looking at HTML, which means we're looking at content of the page, and we're not looking at beautification. When we want to get into beautification, we're going to be using CSS. But right now, we're just looking at content, okay? And I made the comment on this particular page. Notice that I left a bunch of spaces, and I told you, that will reduce to one. You will only leave one space. Yeah.
So I just want to make sure I have this correct. So HTML and stuff is just words that are on the page and whatnot, and then CSS makes it, like, fancier, and then JavaScript's, like, interactive.
Right. Basically, HTML puts up content. HTML was first developed by scientists, and all the scientists wanted to do was convey their data to another scientist, and they were putting up pages so that other scientists could see some of the work they did. They didn't care what it looked like. They just wanted to put up the data, okay? Then, when it started catching on and other people started using it, they started developing style. And the first styles were embedded in the HTML. If I wanted to center something, I used a tag called center. If I wanted a font, I used a tag called font. And then they decided it was getting too confusing. The content and the style being mixed together was too confusing. So they said, we're going to use a different language, basically, which is CSS, which stands for Cascading Style Sheets. And Cascading Style Sheets are used to get me some style. So to set color, to center things, to make it bigger, and all that good stuff. And then they decided they wanted to be able to ask questions of the user and get the user to respond and all that good stuff. Well, they can't do that, so they added JavaScript. And then there's actually one more level from that, which is JavaScript works on the browser. If you want to have things that are secure, you've got to be out on the server. So then a whole lot of languages were developed. We teach PHP that gives you server-side. And that can also be embedded in HTML. So you end up with an HTML page that has CSS embedded, JavaScript embedded, PHP embedded, and maybe another language embedded. And that's all inside the HTML. So HTML has far more power than it was ever originally thought about. Okay. Okay, so we went down through the paragraphs, okay, and I made the comment that this passed. If you come back over to my main page, you will see something that says validator. Okay, so before I go there, actually, I'm going to go back and I am going to decide where when I want to validate. And I guess I'll validate this paragraph one. So I'm going to take the address, okay? Because when I'm going to validate something that is already out on the web, I copy the address. Okay, so I'm copying the address here. And then, once I've copied the address, I'm going to come over here, and I'm going to click on validator. Okay. So validator lets me validate three different ways. It can validate by URI or URL, which is what I'm going to do. You can validate by uploading a file. So if there's something on your hard drive or a floppy, you can validate that. So we'll go validate something from the P drive in a minute. And I can validate by direct input, which means copy and paste.
The whole code.
Okay, which is one I never do, because I've always saved it on my computer or something, so I'm not going to bother to validate by copying and pasting. So I'm going to validate here, and I'm going to put in that address that I just copied. Hello? Maybe I'm not going to put in the address that I just copied. I don't know what I did with it, but anyway. There's the address. Copy. Come over here to the validator. Paste. Yes. Okay, so I pasted it in, and now I'm clicking on check. And it comes back and tells me that no warnings or errors were found. Document checked completely, no errors or warnings to show. If something doesn't validate, then I will see errors down there. Okay? And I very carefully, one at a time, go and pick my errors. Okay? So now I'm going to go back and I'm going to go in and find the one that I saved on the T drive. So this one you can do also. You can validate what you just wrote. So I'm going to say validate by file upload. Okay, so I'm going to click on this. And notice it says browse. So on browse, I can click on browse. And I'm going to scroll down on the side and get my thaw space. And I'm going to go look for the thing I saved, which was first 120, CIS122.html. But you find whatever it is you saved it under. So go find whatever it is that you saved yours under. And I'm clicking on it. So I've now brought it in. And I'm going to click on check, and it comes back and tells me that the error was encountered. And the reason I got an error was because this doesn't have the character set line in it, I believe.
Why wouldn't it be able to,
saying
like, you can't validate it, it's not like in the error that it's not going to contact how you do these applications. It says that line must support supported by the server.
Do you have that doc type HTML 5 at the HTML at the 5 at the top, not 5 at the top? Wait a minute, it's a build for us file selected.
Oh, I just had it.
Okay. Go back to the.
This is it right here.
Yep. Okay, so it doesn't like that for some reason. Go bring up the code for it. Okay, now do a view source. No, we do have the dot type.
It's on both, you know.
But you've got the dot type, right? Yeah. Is everybody else getting your validation all right? One of the ones you just created. Did you get your validation? Okay. Questions? Everybody got it validating all right? Okay. Yes.
Payment page. Save that. Yep. Maybe I just didn't see it in the right spot.
Save it on the T drive. So scroll down. I'll go to computer first. Now scroll. There's the T drive. And then save it there. Yep. Okay, so now go. And I'll come with you. Have you been able to get anything to do it?
I think it's the way I saved it, that's what it's saying. It says.
Okay.
It's a file.
Forbidden due to abuse. Wonderful. Abuse from your IP? Huh? Okay, go into another browser. Go into Firefox and try opening Firefox. What browser are you in?
Firefox.
You're in Firefox, so that won't work for you. Because its content type is. Okay, so let's go back and watch the code again. Okay, try putting in that character set thing that I told you.
Character set.
Okay. So if I come over here, because somebody is having problems validating. So if I go here, I've got this character set line. So try putting that in yours, because yours doesn't have
and
that.
That would be on one of the past ones. I can just copy paste it from that.
Yeah, I'm going to go in and fix mine also. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in. I'm going to go into the T drive, and I'm going to find the one that I had.
Now I can't even get into validated.
Huh?
I can't even get into validated, no.
Yeah, validated's not working on mine.
Oh, good.
It's forbidden due to abuse.
Yeah, right. Okay, so will all of you please stop abusing the machines? Whatever. Okay. So I'm going to take this page. And I am going to copy it into Notepad. So there's the page. And then I'm going to go back and I'm going to take that line, if you didn't put the meta tag in, and I'm going to copy that, because I think that was your problem.
Once I did that, now it's saying I'm abusing it.
You're abusing it again?
Once I put in that tag, the meta tag, and now it's saying that it didn't say I was forbidden before, but now it's saying I am.
Okay, so I'm going to save this as file, save as, first, CIS 122.html, and it should come back when I save this and say, do you want to replace it? And I'm saying yes. And so then I'm going to the validator, and I'm saying validate by file upload. And I'm doing a browse, and first, and I'm saying check,
yes.
And I got forbidden due to abuse.
That character line thing, that's what it was.
No, I don't think so.
You know, I think that's what it's like 20 of us all submitting.
That's what I think it is too. I think it's getting hung up because we're all coming from the same address. If you notice, it says it's the IP address is the problem. So somebody that got it to validate a few minutes ago, try it and see if it now won't validate for you if you get the forbidden. Yeah, it's too many people coming in from the same address. That's interesting, because that's not happened before. So that indicates that they've upped the security on this. So, anyway, for those who did it at the beginning, we got it right. Save it, take it home, and try validating it at some point, and it should be all right. But anyway, that's how you validate. And since I can't go in, I can't show you all the different errors that will come up. But as I said, on this first assignment, and I think I posted it, but maybe I didn't. Your first assignment.
I already checked ahead.
Okay.
You put it in.
Okay. You get extra credit if you validate. You have to write the page, extra credit if you validate. So, try to validate. Okay, wrong class. Okay, I started out and I gave you a sample code for hate the fact that it's opening the same. I've got to figure out how to fix that. So I have this page that I set up. And it basically tells you what you need to have. So this is kind of a model that you can look at to see the top part. And you can basically come close to copy and paste that top part. Here's the address to validate. Don't worry about doing that. We'll get to that probably next week. But that's the address to validate, and I put it in there just so that on the sample I said this is the address to validate. So you would have the address. Okay? But this top part, if you kind of keep this and go back, the top part is the part you're going to want to put in all of your pages for a while. So this was kind of a help you to see what it is you needed. Again, doctype HTML, HTML head, meta character set, title, and close head, and then start the body. And that's where you start getting creative, is when you start the body. Okay?
I have a question for you. You said if we validate the our homework assignment that we get the extra credit, but how does it show that? How do I?
You tell me that you validated it. And then I, because I'm an unbelieving soul, will go and validate it and see if you were right.
I was just curious.
Yeah, no. Just tell me that you validated it. And as I said, not being a trusting soul, I will go and validate it too. Okay. Okay, we've been about an hour and a half. So I'm going to say let's take a break now for about 10 minutes. And those of you who are having problems, if you would rather stay and ask questions rather than take a break, you can. Okay? So we'll have a 10-minute break, and I'm going to stop in 10 minutes again. Yeah. Yep. No, that's fine. Yep. That's right. And those are all in those examples. And the XHTML, we haven't gotten to yet. The nice part about the things being due Thursday is nothing is due this Thursday. So you see me again before it's due.
Okay.
You see me on Monday and it's due that Thursday. So if I haven't got to something, I can stick it in on Monday, and then we can get to it. But essentially, this list of things I'm going through right here is all of the things that you need to be able to do the assignment. And as you can see, CSS style will start next week. So just those things. Now, the XHTML I'm going to go and look at, but that's what you may miss when you have to leave. But if you listen to the recording, you can probably pick that up too. Okay, we haven't got to that yet.
Oh, okay. That's why I understand.
Right. Okay. That's, as I said, it's in, all of the things are in this set, and we're here now, so we have that much more to go.
Okay.
And there's definition list.
So we'll take a look at that later then.
Yeah.
All right.